Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Okay, part two of Bahamas, because we had to break it up because so much happened.
So what also happened?
This has been 2.5 days.
A 6-day trip.
So if you didn't listen to the episode before, I would go back and listen to that to get the full scope of this trip. But we could jump in here. So after I was thrown from a jet ski, we go back to the hotel, and I was like, I need to be in the ocean. I just need to be somewhere serene. And you were like, okay. And we get to the beach. I throw my stuff down and immediately just walk into the ocean.
I wish I had got my phone out fast enough to record you, because you were swimming so hard. Like, you were in a triathlon or something. I was like, is she swimming away from the island? She's like, I gotta get out of here.
I was like, I have to go home. I will just swim to Florida and get on a fucking plane. It was truly wild. So this is New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. And a friend of ours had gotten us a reservation at a restaurant that was like fancy prefix. And we were excited for fancy dinner.
Yeah.
He's also... there was fireworks after.
Yes. We were told we were going to get dinner, a champagne toast, firework watching on the beach. And we were like, this is going to be great. And
yes,
we pull up and it's like beautiful, lush,
beautiful
garden. It's like very pretty on the outside.
Yes. I'll say this about Bahamas. Mm-hmm. The prettiest beaches I have ever fucking seen in my whole life.
Yeah.
The prettiest venues I have seen in my whole life. And then just chaos, just pure chaos after you see this beautiful stuff. So we go to the restaurant.
We're greeted by two beautiful women, and we're like, ooh, women.
Beautiful.
Women run business. We love that. We're trying to support. Mm-hmm. This is great. We get seated, and there's a piano playing in the middle of the restaurant.
And
it's
he's
so nice.
Playing all the hits, all the Celine Dion you could want.
Yeah.
He played Unbreak My Heart at one time. I was just like, it was nice. Mariah Carey.
That's another thing about the Bahamas, where the music was on point everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. It was great. And then we get our menus, and we have like options. Like there's like two or three options for like the appetizers, the main course,
yeah,
the whatever. And then
the aperitif for, yeah.
Yeah. But then there was like some veggie options or vegan options, it seemed like.
Mm-hmm.
So our waiter came over and I was like, oh, there's like a turnip soup or some kind of soup.
Yeah, it was like cheeseless soup. One with cheese, one without cheese.
And I was like, I'll do the one without cheese. And he was like, ooh, I might have to talk to the kitchen about that. And I was like, but it says it on your menu.
And he said, yes, but you just choose the entree. And you were like, but why are there choices on this menu if I'm only choosing the entree? And he truly responded to you with, choose the entree. And I was like, but also I don't want this one. I want this instead. And he was like, okay. And truly was like beside himself that we were trying to order things off a menu we were handed.
Yeah, I was like, if you don't actually want to serve it to us, don't put it on the menu.
Don't. So you get soup and I get something else, which is like the second course.
Yeah, you got whatever the next course was. Yeah.
Yes. And eat that. the soup was very garlicky.
Yeah, I didn't even finish it. I was like, this is too much. And then he took our plates away and then gave me the second course and gave you nothing because you already had the second course.
And I said, oh, I didn't get the soup. And he said, that's okay. And I was like, oh, okay. So
like he's like trying to pull some like Star Wars, like Jedi move. Like, that's okay. This is not the soup you came for. It's fine. You don't need it.
And I was like, oh, okay.
I guess it's okay.
And then you said, hey, where does the fireworks happen? And he said, fireworks? Watch this. And then he bent down and candy fell out of his pant leg. Now, every time I have said this to somebody, they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, what do you mean? What do I mean? I don't know. He bent down and candy fell out of his pant leg. Not a pocket. Out of the bottom leg. Of his pant leg.
Because I think he was trying to do a magic trick. But that was like a failed attempt at a different trick. Because that wasn't even what he was trying to do. He was like,
no.
I don't know where the fireworks are, but watch this. And then candy fell out. And then he's like, oh, whoops. And he like scooped it up real fast and put it in his pocket.
Scrambled. Yeah. And then took out a lighter and like lit the lighter and was like, fireworks. And we were like, oh. And then he's like, and if you want the noise that goes with fireworks, he stomps with his feet. And we just stared at him. We were like, okay. And then he walked away. And then Sashir, you looked at me and you said, I hate him. And it made me laugh. So
I really
hard.
Hated him. I was like, so are there fireworks or not? I just want, I needed him to be something. He either had to be informative, tell me where the fireworks are, or charming, give me a cool magic trick, or funny, a good conversationalist. He was none of those things.
Neither.
He was nothing. He wasn't good at his job. He wasn't good at entertaining us. He wasn't someone who had information. He meant nothing to me. I hated him. I really wanted him to go away.
And we were there for such a long time. Because everyone's on island time, baby. No one's in a hurry, which is like, whatever. I didn't really mind. But we saw a founding father. There was this man who had long white hair that was tied up in a ribbon and like a handlebar mustache that curled up. I was like, Sashir, one of the founding fathers is here. And then you went to the bathroom. And what did he say to you?
He said, greetings. And I was like... Greetings. Well. Greetings indeed. He just kind of like marched around the restaurant like he owned it. He didn't. He was a patron.
Yes. He was a patron, but he really did look like he time traveled. He was in like an old timey suit too. It was truly wild. And then we saw the biggest lady ever in this big pink dress. And so she was like, she's so big. The men next to her are so small. And then I was like, oh, a big lady. Let me find out where that pink dress is from because it was so cute. And so she was like, go over there and ask. And I went over there and I was like, oh, I love your dress. Where is it from? And she wasn't American and she wasn't from Bahamas, but she pointed up and said, boop, boop, boop. I don't know exactly what she said, but it sounded like gibberish. And I was like, she got her dress from the sky. And then I just stood there and I was like, uh-huh. And then I was like, thank you. And then I walked away because I didn't know what else to do. It was so strange.
Also, I want to clarify, just so people don't think I was like, she's fat. She was large. This was a giant woman, like tall.
She was like 6'4".
Yeah. This was a very large woman.
She was also wearing heels.
Yeah. Her presence was seen.
And then she had these big poofy shoulders that she looked like a linebacker. She was very, very, she was just big.
She was big.
It was wonderful. And then our meals come. You asked for prawns.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Cause I have a shellfish allergy. So I got like the lamb chop and it comes with prawns. And I made a big deal about being like, make sure there's no prawns on there. I have a shellfish allergy. And he's like, got it. And then I got my meal with a big ass prawn right on top of the lamb chop. And I was like, I can't have this because I have a shellfish allergy. And he goes, huh? Okay. And then he takes it away. And Nicole, when he walked away, Nicole was like, we should have asked him to keep that plate here.
Yeah.
So they don't just shove the prawn off of it and give it back to you. And I was like, ooh, damn, that's a good point.
And I did say, I was like, she needs it to have never have touched. I was like, it needs to be a whole new plate with no prawn ever touching the plate. And they just kind of nodded. And then, yeah, afterwards I was like, we should have just kept it.
Yeah.
And just, but also it's like, what do I say? We're going to keep this while you bring the other one. Like, I don't know. It was truly wild. So then we truly don't know where the fireworks are because no one will tell us. So they go, maybe it's at the bar in the front of the property. And we said, okay. And then we got lost trying to go there. We went to a bridge that led nowhere. There was a scary duck boat. There was a cat that scared us because it's pitch black. And I said, Sashir, there's an animal here. And then you heard rustling and you're like, ah! And you're like, oh no, it's just a cat. And I was like, phew. Because who the fuck knows what could have been there. And then we find this this bar and nobody at the bar knows about the fireworks
Mm-mm.
either.
Mm-mm. Also, when we left the property, we looked back at the sign that leads into it and it on the sign, it said fireworks show. So they're advertising to everybody that fireworks uh-huh. are happening, but they did not tell the staff there at all.
Not a single person knew about it.
The fireworks were supposed to happen. To the point when the fireworks started, one of the servers was carrying a tray of drinks and she got so scared that she fell to the floor and dropped all the drinks and they crashed and broke on the ground. Because it sounded like gunshots.
She tucked under the bar. She thought gunshots were. She truly dropped the tray and tucked under the bar and everyone was like laughing at her. And I was like, well, nobody told her there was going to be fireworks. But also, friend, it's New Year's Eve. Also, these fireworks happened nowhere close to the beach. It was on the property behind us.
Like behind trees.
So we all had to like turn. Yeah. Yes. It was behind trees. Truly wild.
And then the owner of the bar came over to our table and he loved Nicole. He like looked at her, rubbed your arm up and down and was uh-huh. like and was like winking at her like, what do you want? What do you want? And we were like, drinks, I guess. And he went away to get us drinks and came back and then and gave us heavy pours too. He like,
mm-hmm. I wish I could remember the name of that bar.
I have no idea.
Ah, shit. What was the name of the restaurant?
I'm sure I can find it.
Sarsaparilla?
I think I can find it in my phone. I don't remember.
Okay. I think it was, yeah. But I would like to shout out that bar because he didn't make us pay for any of those drinks. He was really, really nice. And I was following him around the bar trying to pay for our drinks because Mr. Marley was coming back to get us. And he was like, no, just post about it or, you know, tell people about it. And here I am. And I'm like, I really can't remember the name of the bar.
Here's the thing. I can find the name, but I feel like we did shit on the staff. So like, do I actually want to call them out? You know?
Well, not of the bar. The bar was great.
But they're connected.
That lady who got scared. They are connected.
Ooh, that's the problem.
You know, we can't shit on the wait staff and be like, go to their establishment.
Well, the bar was really nice. So then we decide to leave because you went to the bathroom and you made a wrong turn. And the manager said, don't go down there. You'll get raped.
That's literally what he said. You don't want to go that way. You'll get raped. And he said it with a smile. It wasn't like a warning. It was a warning, but it wasn't like, watch out, okay, because it's dangerous down there. It was like, that's Rape Alley over there. And I was
Which is like, how many times has this happened that this man is so lackadaisical about it?
And I was like, I also don't want to get raped. And he's like, yeah.
So Mr. Marley comes to get us, and Mr. Marley was like, so y'all are getting drunk. And we're like, uh-huh. And he seemed really like worse for wear. What did he say to you?
Yeah, he said he had picked up some other really, really drunk people. And I guess they were kind of terrorizing him or terrorizing the car. I don't know. But it seemed like he was like ready to be done with the night.
Yeah. He had been going through it.
Yeah.
Also, the day he took us on the tour, he was like, I am all yours. I'm not going to pick up another person. And we got back in the car, the seats were wet, and there was a ton of sand in the car. And I was like, we didn't go to the beach. And then I was like, why did he say he wasn't going to pick up anybody else?
You definitely
we know you're driving
up.
A taxi. We know this. And Sashir was like, he didn't pick up anybody else. The rain got in his car. And I was like, and the sand?
I wanted to believe. I was like, he said he's ours for the whole week. And then I was like, oh, I guess it doesn't make sense.
No, he's got to make money. So then we went to the party on the 10th floor of our hotel at Margaritaville. And it is hopping.
It was hopping. Yeah. It was like the music was great.
Yeah. So then we were like, we need to get money because it's easier to pay cash than, you know, a card or whatever. We go downstairs, we get money, we go back up. The party's over.
Now it's over. Everyone's leaving.
And then this man at the front door was like, you going to Junkanoo? Here's a video. And then he couldn't find the video. And we were like trying to leave. And then this woman was leaving and he was like, you can't take glasses. Oh, God. Do you remember this?
Barely.
Oh, I really wish I could remember what she said. She was like, I can't take a glass. What if I leave it down to the lobby? And he's like, you can't take glasses. She's like, come on, shit. I can't remember what exactly she said, but she was very funny and I laughed super hard. Anyway, we go in the hot tub again and no movies are happening. It's just the two of us.
We at least have this romantic hot tub to ourselves. It was really nice.
Yes. And I tried to teach you how to float. And I will teach you how to. It is like, I have to do this. I have to teach you because I believe everyone can float. And I understand you've taken swimming lessons and you've worked on it and it's not for you, but it will be. Don't worry. We're going to get there. Okay. And we were in a hot tub. Toes touched the ground in a hot tub. We're sitting. It was hard.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
So then the next day is This is where we found out we missed Junkanoo.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no.
Yes, it is.
No. Is it? Or is it when we went to Four Seasons we missed Junkanoo?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. But anyway, we missed this cultural festival that hadn't happened in years because we got confused.
Because no one could completely explain it to us. And also that first lady at the Airbnb was like, it's an all day event. So we were like, oh, we'll go like in the afternoon or something when it's safe and people aren't stabbing people.
We won't get stabbed. Yeah.
And they were like, oh, no, it was only from like midnight till 10 a.m. And I was like, why wouldn't anyone tell us those details? Why seems like the most pertinent part of the event is the timing. Why not just tell us those are the hours?
And I had done the research like that lady told us to, and I was like genuinely excited about it.
Yeah.
So it's like five families in quotes, teams who do like carnival-ish performances. And then at the end of the night, everyone votes on who wins. I found out later there was a Black Panther inspired dance and they won. And I was like, I would have loved to have seen that.
Yeah.
So at Margaritaville, we were just going to have a day at Margaritaville. Why not? We've been through a lot. And then Sashir made the mistake of asking someone at the front desk who was really eyeing me up. Again, these men love me. I can't remember what day it was, but we were walking somewhere and this man, like a cartoon, looked at me. And then there was like a beam and he went around the beam to look at me some more. And I was like, oh my God, everyone fucking loves me here. But Sashir made the mistake of talking to this cutie at the front desk. And he was like, you gotta go to this place, a brunch place. And the only, like, he says it's down by the second arcade. And we're like, okay. And then I found them on Instagram and there is no address. It's literally a video on how to get there. So we were like matching what we saw in the video to things that we were seeing in real life.
It was a real scavenger hunt.
It really was in the sun. And we were hot
and hungry.
And we walk in.
It made no sense. And then and there was no signage either. Even when we got to the door, I was like, is this the place? There was no one greeting us. No one was like, welcome. Like, they were like kind of meandering. And then people were paying at the front. And I was like, is this how we order? I'm confused. And eventually I had to pull someone aside and be like, can we get a seat? And they're like, oh, you want to eat here? And I was like, that should have been our first sign. Like, oh, okay. They don't want to serve us. And then she like cleared a table and was like, you can sit here. And we're like, okay. And then we ordered and like simple stuff. Like, you got steak and eggs.
Yeah.
I got a croissant, like an egg croissant.
A croissant.
And then we waited for like 45 minutes. And we were like, this is kind of crazy. There's only one other family here and us.
And they have their food. They're getting it one by one.
So I don't know what's happening.
And I'm fucking mean mugging the lady in the front. I'm like,
staring at her. Just daggers.
And then she comes over and she's like, your food is on its way. And then like 15 more minutes fucking pass by.
Then the manager walks over to our table and he's like, it looks like you ladies are waiting for something. And we were like, we were waiting for the food we ordered. And he goes, oh.
And he's like, oh,
you caught us at the wrong time. We're closing. And we're like, sure. No. But we came here an hour ago and ordered food when you were very open. And he's like, well, that can't be right. He's like, let me go check in the kitchen. And we're like, okay. And then he goes back and then our food comes immediately, which what was happening. And we get our food. My croissant wasn't toasted or anything. It came straight out of the bag onto my plate. Mm-hmm. And then I asked for my eggs over easy. They were hard. They were fully cooked.
My eggs had the amount of sodium used to kill somebody. It was so fucking salty. My piece of steak was the worst cut of steak I've ever had in my whole life. And it was medium well. I'd asked for it medium. And the manager came back over and was like, you didn't wait an hour for your food. It was actually 40 minutes. And I was like, okay.
I was like, are you telling us that as if that's a good amount of time to wait for this food? And he was like, no, just like, if it was an hour, I'd be mad, but 40 minutes. And we were like, yeah, again, we didn't order anything that would take that much time.
Yeah.
And
he's like, everything is cooked to order. And I was like, yes, but you prep, restaurants prep food. That's how they cook it.
And there's no one else here. There's no other competing meals that you need to cook. And it was really weird because we also weren't complaining. It's not like we were like, can you bring us your manager? We need to talk to somebody about this. We were minding our own business, trying to eat so we can get the fuck out of there. And the manager meandered to our table to gaslight us and make us think that we didn't wait for a long time. And then he asked Nicole, like, is your steak prepared the way you liked? And you were like, it's not.
No. And I was like, no, but it's fine. And he was like, oh, you want it more pink? And I said, yeah, that's usually how it's cooked medium. He's like, no, it's cooked medium. The chefs in my kitchen said that that's cooked medium. And I was like, then why did you ask? He's like, I'll give you a discount. And I was like, I don't. Okay. So we go up to pay after I was like, Sashir, I can't eat this. I truly, I ate like six bites and was like, this is inedible.
Yeah.
So then we're paying and he's like, I'm going to give you a discount. Also, he had left. The lady had to go get him. He comes back and he's like, I'm thinking about putting something in my menu about how food. And I was like, I don't care. I don't give a shit about what you do at your establishment. I don't want to be here anymore.
And he's like, well, I'm going to give you a discount for the steak, which is also like, you should have given us a discount for waiting that long.
Yes.
And the steak and just the shitty service all around.
Everything was so shitty.
We shouldn't have been paying at all, but we just wanted to leave. And we were like, why are you trying to convince us that we didn't experience what we experienced? Yes. Leave us alone.
It was bad and I hated it. So then we went back to our haven, Margaritaville. We went to the beach. Sashir had her second hot dog of the trip.
I was like, I know it'll make me feel good. I need to get a hot dog.
And then we got yummy drinks. Mine had a whole watermelon in it. Mm-hmm. And then we tried to see a movie because there was a movie theater in the hotel. And it's like it's not even attached. We had to walk a little bit. And we like walk around. There's a bowling alley. There's like a little arcade. And we get to the movie theater and we're like, what movie is being shown? And the man said, it's for people staying at the hotel. And we were like, we're staying at the hotel. And he said, oh, okay, it happened at 7:30. We were like, wait, what?
And we're like, so there's only one showing? And like, what's the movie? And he's like, whatever you want. Or like, whatever you choose. And we're like, but how does that work? Like, what if other guests show up that are not us? And now we all, what, take a vote? We don't even know what the choices are. What movies do you have here?
All of the latest.
Are you just going to pull Netflix up and we're watch something on a larger screen? How does this work? And we didn't get an answer. And we're like, okay, no movie for us. Thank you.
Yeah, I was like, should we just go back to the room so nothing else bad happens today?
Yes. But we did get dinner.
Where did we get dinner?
At the hotel, at the JW or J...
JWB or something?
I can't remember what it's called. But, like, that guy at the front desk, who, like, at this point, I was like, oh, we should never ask anyone for suggestions because they're all bad and wrong. And because he was like, I don't eat any food on the property. It's all bad. And we're like, where should we go? And then he suggested that awful brunch place. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, well, let's get dinner at this restaurant. And we got dinner there and it was great. It was
delightful. It was seasoned so well. It was
great
good.
Service.
The service was fast.
Yeah.
It was nice.
It was very nice.
But then we were like, let's not go back to the room. Let's go up to the 10th floor again. That was fun. So we went back up there and they were training a girl to DJ. And it was bad. It was like, meow, 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 doo, 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 meow, meow. It was
like, she was like silly. Learning the controls. She was slowing the music down, speeding it up. It was weird. And we're like, okay, well, we don't want to be here on her training day.
We got to get out of here. So we went to, and we found out later, this is when Junkanoo was happening. We found out later, like, everything was dead because people were preparing for Junkanoo. Mm-hmm. But then we went to our room, and the TV didn't work.
We're like, at least we'll have TV. We hyped it up, too. We're like, if nothing else, we have TV.
TV
will always entertain us. We got TV.
TV entertains. We love TV. You can depend on TV. And then TV failed us.
TV failed us. It did not work. It turned on.
Yes.
And then that was it. We couldn't get any channels, nothing streaming.
But you could order a taxi.
Which is a lie. Like, they had a taxi button, which I was like, there's no way.
There's no way
that this place is technologically savvy enough to be able to order a taxi from the TV. Because
no,
the way we have seen it so far,
we can't do anything else.
It's been really hard. So we just watch TV on your computer.
Uh-huh. We watched Glass Onion. Very good.
It was very good.
Also, we found out one of the daily activities at this place is, can you find the salt shaker? There's just a salt shaker hidden around Margaritaville. But I'm 100% sure if you found it, no one would know what you were talking about. Because when we came back from jet skiing, my shoes were wet and I didn't want to walk in the hotel shoeless because I'm not that girl. I don't see it for myself. That's disgusting for me. No judgment to anybody else who's a footless, shoeless person. But around the property are little signs that say, if your flip-flop broke, text 222 or go to the front desk and we'll replace that flip-flop. So I sent Sashir in to get me a flip-flop. Nobody knew what she was talking about. These people were standing next to a sign that says, we will give you a flip-flop. And they looked her dead in the eye and said, you can go buy some at the store. I don't know what you're talking about.
It was really wild.
Oh,
so I bought her
some
Bahamas flip-flops, so she can never forget our experience.
I left them there. I didn't want anything from Bahamas, but because Bahamas didn't want to give me anything. So I was like, I'm not taking nothing back.
I didn't know you left them there. That's really
left
fun.
Them there.
I get
left.
It.
So the next day, we found out we fully just missed Junkanoo because we were like, Mr. Marley, we think we want to go to Junkanoo at like 10 or no, at like 1. And he was like, 1. Junkanoo is done. You missed it. We're like, okay, great.
Fully insane.
So
we go to the Four Seasons. We have lunch reservations there at this restaurant called Dune. It was great. We had a great beach
delightful
view. So it was like peaceful. And we were like,
yes,
let's never leave.
Yes. And I was like, maybe we should have stayed at the Four Seasons.
Yes.
And then I looked it up. It was $2,000 a room. And I was like, what? The disparity. Like,
yeah.
There's no middle ground. It's Margaritaville or Four Seasons. Mm-hmm. What happened to a La Quinta? Like, why is there nothing in the middle?
Really in between. Yeah.
Not even a Hilton.
I think there was a Hilton there.
Oh.
But I think that was expensive, too.
There was a Courtyard. I think there was a Courtyard Marriott.
Maybe.
Like, across the street from Junkanoo Beach.
Oh, okay.
And that was not for me. But, boy, oh boy.
And then,
oh yeah, I was that like, was sold out.
Let's get massages. So I looked up massages. The website was super confusing because it made it seem like we had to go back to Atlantis to get massages. And we were like, we're never stepping foot on Atlantis again.
And the massage I saw at Atlantis was on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
There was this very red, heavyset man with the smallest towel covering his butt. And I was like, this seems like humiliation. This does not seem kind.
No.
And I was like, Sashir, I will not let you do that. We can't.
But then I just walked to the front desk. They answered my question. I found the spa and they were like, oh yeah, we have openings today and it's here. You don't have to go to Atlantis. And I was like, oh, thank God. Signed us up for massages. We finished our meal. We had a long meal too because we were like, we are not leaving here.
And they kept being like, are you done? And we were like, no.
No.
And they're like, are you okay? Fine.
Fine.
Do you want to leave? No.
We sure don't. And then there's a beach that you could go to, but you had to be a guest to get a chair. And they were, the people who work there explained that to us. And we were like, well, can we at least get a towel to sit on? And they were like, no, we can't give you towels. And then Nicole looked at one of the staff members. He's like, come on. Come on, my brother. Come on.
Come on.
Give a sister a towel.
Come on, my brother. You better please give me a towel. And then he laughed really hard and was like, you're going to get me in trouble. But then he gave us a towel and then was like, all right, walk a mile that way. We had to walk so far away.
Just don't be seen. We're like,
don't be seen by anybody. And then I was so upset because I thought I was nary have a drop of water near me. Otherwise, I would have brought my bathing suit and hopped right into the ocean because the beaches in Bahamas are so fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
So it kind of was like enough to just sit there. And then we like put our little toesies in, we took pictures. Mm-hmm. It was like a nice, serene time. Just truly a treat.
Yeah.
And then my massage. Oh,
it was a really good massage. Mm-hmm. Oh,
it was so good.
It was so good. Yeah. She got knots out of my shoulders. It was great.
Mm-hmm. And I felt so just aligned. And my robe didn't fit because the world is not made for people over a certain size, which is fine. But I was like kind of trying to hold it closed. And then she was trying to explain something to me. And I was like, oh, can I just like lay down and take this off? And she was like, but your boobies. And I was like, you're massaging me. Who cares? I was like, I don't care. And she's like, okay, I will try to look at just your face. And I was like, oh, but I'm going to wait. And then I was like, okay, I'll just wait till you want me to lay down. And then when I stood up, she was like, oh, your robe. What if someone sees you? And I did look and I was like, oh, there is a chance someone could see me. And I just said, they would be so lucky. And then she laughed too hard to the point where I was like, are you laughing at my body or the joke? I don't know, but I feel serene.
Which was the opposite of my experience because she was like rubbing my back, but then like also the side of my boob. Like it was like the side of my body, which happened to be the side of my boob. And I was like, well, that's not necessary. I just I didn't feel bad. I wasn't gonna stop her, but I was like, all right. And then her own breasts were like resting on top of my head, which again, I was like, doesn't feel bad, but I don't know why this is happening.
I feel like I was different... begging for some titty action and nobody would give it to me from myself or from her.
I was getting like too much titty action. I was like, surely there's a different place you could stand where you could reach that area, but that's fine.
And then when we signed the bill, the lady laughed at my signature.
Oh, yes, because it was so big.
Well, they gave me so much space, but she openly laughed. She went, wow, and then laughed at me. And then we got back to Margaritaville, and we asked for someone to fix our TV. Oh, no, wait,
we stayed longer at the Four Seasons.
Oh, I forgot. We had dinner.
We went, because we went back to the bar, and we were like, well, maybe let's get a drink and look at the sunset. And then we were like, oh, we can order food at the bar. We'll just stay here. So he ordered a meal. And we're like, we are not leaving this property.
We love the Four Seasons.
And it was great.
It was delightful. I had snapper, I think. I'm now a fish girl.
Yeah.
It was very, very good. Mm-hmm. I tasted your salmon. I liked it, but I think I'm more like a whitefish person. Mm-hmm. And then Mr. Marley came and picked us up, took us back to Margaritaville. We asked for our TV to get fixed, and they said, surely nobody from tech support is here, but we'll send maintenance. And guess who they didn't send? Maintenance! Nobody came.
Nobody came. And we just watched more TV on our computer. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect.
Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
And then this is like our last day. Mm-hmm. I signed us up for a pig swimming adventure. Yeah. I lost my fucking mind. Those pigs were so cute. I was glad I brought my water shoes, my aquatic adventure shoes.
She was ready for adventure.
Because those pigs just shit in the water. One was like following someone, and they don't swim with you and they don't say this. What happens is you just have like sausage or like chicken sausage and you give it to them. And then they come into the water. They don't actually swim with you. And I was happy we went to this place because these were like pigs that were captive. Like they're like in a farming thing or whatever. And if you go to Exuma, those are literally wild pigs that will actually bite you. These ones are like domesticated a little bit. And they seemed happy, I think. I hope. The little one I picked up was delighted to be picked up and have his belly scratched. So I think they're happy. I hope they're happy.
I mean, you were surrounded by all your favorite animals. There was ducks there. There are roosters, chickens.
The most pretty ducks. Oh, my God. Everything I could possibly want was at this island. If I ever go back to Bahamas, that's where I'm going to spend the whole time. And guess what? I'm never going back. So then we went in. Also, this, I don't want to put them on blast, but the name of this tour is called Born Free. And our captain was a white man. And I was like, and it's family owned. He said it was family owned. And I don't know if it's his family, but I was like curious that a white tour company would call themselves Born Free in a black island. But hey, you know, whatever. So then we go and see turtles. And this little kid, he asked the captain, he's like, are we going to see sea turtles? And the captain was like, yeah. And he was like, he just couldn't be bothered. This little
what was
boy.
His kid's name? Hudson?
Hudson. I'll never forget Hudson.
Hudson
is very funny.
People keep yelling at Hudson.
Well, okay. Then we go to Harbor Island and the sand is pink. It is stunning.
It's really pretty.
Harbor Island was so breathtaking.
And we were like the only ones there. Yeah.
Yes.
The sand was like compacted into the ground. It was just like so peaceful and beautiful.
And the water was warm and oh God, it was just really incredible. I made a sandman. And then we went to Spanish Wells, which is a wild place. Spanish Wells is a white supremacist island in the Bahamas. And we get there, there's a Trump flag a-flying, and I was like, I had a passport to get here, and I have to see a Trump flag? How wild. And then there's only white people there, and the captain was like, this is a huge port for fishing. So, like, the fish you get in America is from here, the fish you get in Europe is from here, Bahamians buy their fish here, this is, like, a huge... And I was like... I was like putting things together. I was like, oh, white people saw a huge market to make money and took it over. And it was weird. And then I asked Mr. Marley later and he was like, yeah, that's exactly what it is. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I went online and found out it was a sundown island. I don't know if it's still a sundown island.
I don't think it still is, but it was for a while. It should have been. Yeah.
And if you don't know what a sundown anything is, we have sundown towns here historically. Appleton, Wisconsin is one. The city I hate the most in the United States. It means at like 5 p.m., everybody black has to leave that area. You can't live there. You can work there, but you have to leave. Otherwise, it's like the Purge and they can do whatever.
And otherwise, your safety is not promised.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what Spanish Wells is. And I was pretty upset that... this tour brought us to a white supremacist island. And then this TripAdvisor review, this woman and her family stayed there. And she was like, the only reason my family was welcomed here, and it was reiterated almost every day, is because we were white. And they would go, blacks are over there, da 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 da. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe. And then it takes like an hour and a half. Also, we're on a speedboat. Mm-hmm. I thought this was like a normal boat. It's a speedboat. It is bumpy. It is choppy. My friend Sashira was lulled to sleep on the way out. And then on the way back was worried that we were going to die.
Yeah.
And then
Because in the morning, there wasn't like a bunch of boats on. So it was like a peaceful ride. And then on the way back, all the boats were on the water. So it was like, we were like airborne at parts.
Oh, and he had his girlfriend. He brought his girlfriend on board to come back with us.
And maybe his dad.
And maybe his dad.
It was like a random old man. And then a young woman who were not there when we originally took this trip.
No. And then we see Atlantis. We've never been happier to see this monstrosity. We're like, we're almost home. And then he turns off the engine and is like, who wants to go snorkeling? And I was like, no one. No one here wants to go snorkeling.
It didn't make sense because it was like the sun was setting. It was dark. Like, yes.
It was cold. Choppy as fuck.
I was like, why are we snorkeling now?
The woman in the back's like, I'm going snorkeling. And then this dad and Hudson get in. And Hudson's like, excuse me. I'm not sure what to do. And they're like, just put your face in the water, Hudson. Just blow out of the thing, Hudson. He's like, yeah, I don't know if this fits me super well. I think it's broken. And they're like, Hudson, put your head under the water and look at the coral. Where's the coral? So we're all listening to poor Hudson be humiliated by his family. And then they throw a life preserver out for Hudson.
Which I don't think was necessary. I think they're like, wrap it up, Hudson. And they just threw a life preserver at him. And I don't think he needed it. And it was so embarrassing. And he's like, I don't know if I saw anything. And they're like, Hudson, put your head under the water. He didn't even want to do it. And they're like, Hudson, no. Get in there.
Hudson, get in the water.
I was like, I really feel for Hudson.
So funny to listen to his whole family scream at him. And Hudson's mom earlier was like, so much for a dry January. And then Sashir was like, should I have told her I'm not drinking?
Yeah, like she didn't, you don't have to drink. Be drinking. Like, there was a cooler full of booze because there always is somewhere. Uh-huh. And she's like cracking them open like, guess I'm going to be drinking. It's like, you don't have to. It's not part of the trip. You know, it's not like a requirement.
And then Hudson and his dad get back on, and he's like, I saw a big crab. And Hudson's like, I didn't really see anything. He's like, you gotta look, Hudson. And I just felt so bad for Hudson. And then we're exhausted. This tour went from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
It was so long. And it was fun, but the last three things I didn't need. I was like, I didn't know we still had more trip. Why are we doing this?
Yeah, I didn't need to take a golf cart around an island where the people who lived there were sunburned white people who were truly giving us dirty looks. Like, they were mad that we were there. So then we, like, get back. We're tired. We shower. We're like, let's go to this Italian place in the hotel. And we walk in, and it's pitch black. And I just laugh because I was like, how are we allowed in here if it's closed? And then Sashir's like, can we order things? And she goes, no, you gotta go downstairs. And Sashir's like, where downstairs? And she's like, you see an elevator? Hit the down button. Go downstairs.
And I was like, I understand how to go downstairs. But where do we order the food? I've literally never seen an area to order the food.
I was like, Sashir, we just have to go down. I know where it is. And you were like, okay. And I was like, I don't know where it is, but that lady was not gonna help us.
Yeah, we just needed to leave that place. So we went to a different restaurant there in Margaritaville.
Because we couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. But it was great. The food there was great.
It was delicious.
We should have never listened to that man at the front desk.
No, never. So then we're leaving Bahamas the next day. We're so excited. And our flight is delayed. So she's got global entry. So she zips on by. I do not have global entry. I think I spent an hour in that line. Mm-hmm. Maybe more. I don't know. But I did sign up for global entry while I was in that line because I was like, never again. Mm-hmm. And there was a baby online screaming so hard that the officials took the family out of the line and expedited them because the babies weren't going to stop crying. And they were like, and the parents were tired because they probably had a vacation like us. And they were like, I don't know what to do. Yeah. And they scooped them out of line. And then this grown adult was like, what if I cry? And I was like, don't you dare. They're not going to come get you. So I walk through the line and I see TCBY, the country's best yogurt. Mm-hmm. I am like, the Bahamas wants me to leave because this is a treat. So I get me some. I asked the cashier first. I was like, is our flight boarding? She's like, no. And I was like, great. I'm going to get me some yogurt. I get me some yogurt. Ooh, it slides down. It is good. I am elated. And then we finally take off, land in Atlanta, and then you had to go to war. There was a bunch of like Marines there.
The whole army was there. The U.S. military was just in the Atlanta airport. I was like, what? Am I going to get recruited? Is this how it happens? You just get off a plane and become part of the army? What's happening? I don't know how I thought people in the military got like transported places, but I thought they had their own plane. But I guess Same. They just fly commercial and fly through the Atlanta airport.
Yeah, it's like the army doesn't have it private. Like, they have to go through the biggest hub that we all have to go through.
Yeah.
They're all Diamond Divas for Delta. But I was, Sashir so kindly was like, oh, my next flight is also delayed. So I'm supposed to leave at 6. It's delayed to 9:45. So Sashir's like, do you want to come to my place in Atlanta and fly out in the morning? And I was like, honestly, yes. But I have to go home. I can no longer pull these bags around with me. They're heavy and I'm tired. Mm-hmm. And I was like, thank you for the offer, but I have to forge ahead. Hmm. So I forge ahead and I was like, and when I landed, I was like, okay, let me switch to the 7:50. So I get to the airport lounge. I'm there for like 3 hours. This man comes up to me and he's like, traveling alone? And I said, no, I just left my friend. She's staying in Atlanta and I'm going home. And he's like, where'd you go? And I said, Bahamas. He said, did you get on a cruise? And I was like, you couldn't pay me to get on a fucking cruise. Okay. Everyone who's ever been on a cruise is a fucking lunatic. And then he's like, but all the food. And I was like, I can get all the food I want anywhere I want. I'm just not getting on a cruise. I'm not getting stranded in the middle of the ocean. I've been there. I've done it. It doesn't seem ideal. So then I get to the gate. We board at 7:15, a nice time. Get on board. Everyone's seated or sitting. And then the guy who ends up sitting next to me was sitting across the aisle, but this couple wanted to sit next to each other. So they switch. And I was like, oh, our monitors don't work. You should switch back. And he was like, nah, it's fine. It's fine. And I didn't know how to say, if you switch back, they'll ask me to switch. And then in turn, I get a monitor that works and I can watch movies. But alas, that didn't happen. And then he was like, I got to charge my phone. And then the plugs didn't work. And the flight attendant said, do you want me to take your phone and I can charge? And I was like, can you take mine? So she takes mine. But the guy next to me is like, no, I can charge it through my laptop. So then he opens the overhead bin to get his laptop and takes out a pizza box. And I was like, this man is storing a pizza box? He doesn't take nary a bite. Gets his computer out, puts the pizza box back up top. And I was like, that was weird. And then he's charging his laptop. And then the pilot puts on a backpack and leaves the plane. And I was like, what? And then the flight attendant gets on the loudspeaker and goes, we need to get a new flight crew. And we were like, okay. So we wait 2 full hours at the gate before the flight attendant says, I don't know why, but all of you need to deplane. So we all get off the plane and when we get back up to the gate, the gate agent goes, some of these passengers had some choice words for me. They were not nice choice words. So I made all y'all get off the plane. And it made me laugh. I was the only person laughing. I was like, yeah, don't be mean to the gate agent. They have the power. Flight attendants have the power. Pilots have the, if we want to go, we all have to be nice. So then there's another announcement that's like, we don't have a pilot. Also, there was a pilot that was supposed to land at 8:30 that was going to come fly the plane, but then he refused it and decided to go to Orange County because they have a curfew. So if you accept a flight to Orange County, you have to leave. Like, there just won't be any more delays. Like, you have to make it. So after all the Orange County flights were filled by pilots, then the LA flights were filled by other pilots, I guess. I don't know. So then I said to the gate agent, I was like, I know you're not a mind reader, but there's another flight that leaves at 11. Do they have a pilot? She's like, you could try. And I said, okay. And she's like, also, they're boarding at B42. And we were at like A29. And I was like, is there first class available? She's like, no. And I was like, then I'm not going anywhere. Because guess what, you guys? I'd rather sleep in an airport than fly economy. I'm too fat. So then I go to the other gate to try to get on the other plane. And then there's this man who, he didn't announce it, but he said it loud enough for the people standing there. He was like, the other flight has a pilot. So I run back over and there's a huge line, and I never cut lines, but I was like, I have to go home. So I just like went up to her and I was like, hi, I'm so sorry. And then this man was like, I've been waiting here since 4 p.m. And I was like, we've all been here since 4 p.m. And then the gate agent was like, And then she told the man to stand over there. I don't know if he got on this plane, but he was being rude to her, so he had to go stand over there. She puts me back on the plane. We all get back on the plane. The boarding door closes. The flight attendant is like, I couldn't say this before, but I'll say it now. The boarding door is closed. And everyone starts clapping. And almost immediately, the pilot gets on the loudspeaker and goes, we actually have to refuel because the plane has been sitting here for 2 hours on. So we just wasted 2 hours of fuel. And then everyone was like, oh, no. And then we sit there for like another 15, 20 minutes. And then we pull back or whatever. The pilot's like, we are number. And I was like, number what for departure? Like, what do you mean? We just have to go. And then he ends up being like, we are number one for departure. And then we take off. And I was supposed to land at 8 p.m. I did not land until 1:30 in the fucking morning. And all I wanted to do was go home. And I had no TV, so I slept for most of the time. I tried to read, but it's hard to read in pitch black with just the light on you. It was a whole mess, but I did make it home. And that was our trip to Bahamas.
That was our trip to the Bahamas.
2 hours of content. I mean, it was truly every single day something weird happened.
Yes. Yeah, and I can't say it was relaxing.
It was the least relaxing trip I've ever had in my whole life, because when we did relax, I'd be like, but what else is gonna happen?
I know.
Oh yeah, before we left, you were like, hey Nicole, should we make a list of nice things that happened? And I said, yeah, we should, because we did this, we did a trip. And then it was really hard to come up with nice things that had happened.
But we were like, this shows that you and I can handle anything.
Yes, because we never yelled at each other.
Oh my God. Yeah, we never got in a fight. We never got so frustrated that we like lost it. We just laughed at everything. We're kind of like, okay, that's what this is. That's what this trip is. And we just have to ride it out.
Yeah, it was truly wild. And honestly, you could pay me zero. I would never go back there. Mm-mm. Like, you'd have to pay me a lot of money.
And I don't know if you just pay me a lot of money. Or I don't even know how much money it would take for me to go back. I would never go back.
I don't know how much money either, but I know I would go back if someone had like a private house on an island and a yacht.
Yes.
And there was like a private plane that took me there. Like, it would just have to be like everything was like thought out beforehand, because boy, oh boy.
We also realized this. I think this will be our last Airbnb experience, because what the fuck? Because what are we paying for if people are asking us to clean our own shit, buy our own supplies? Yes. Like, I'd rather be in a hotel. Why?
Same.
The pendulum has swung too far in the other direction. Airbnbs do not benefit me in any capacity now. I'd rather be in a hotel where people actually take care of the room.
Except for Margaritaville, where they'll clean your room, but at 9 a.m. or 6 p.m. And there was no in between. But at least it got cleaned, you know?
It did get cleaned, yes.
Well, okay, guys, I have a question for you. Last episode, you dropped this lovely little tangent and it never got picked up, which was that your dear friend Gerard ended up in the hospital.
Oh my God.
I would love to hear the rest of that story, if that's all right. I'm sure the listeners are wondering as well.
Yes, Gerard, the one person who seemed like helpful and nice and supportive and wanted us to have a great time, linked us with a driver, gave us restaurant suggestions. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't remember what day it was, but he had texted me.
It was like 2 days after we met him.
Yes, he texted me and he's like, I hope you're having a great trip. Something happened to my shoulder and now I'm in the hospital. So I won't be able to like see you or hang out with you anymore, but good luck. And I was like,
What?
Our one friend.
Our one friend.
And you told me, and I truly screamed. I was like, but he was our only friend here. Also, how old do you guys think Mr. Marley was?
It sounded like, I would have guessed, like, late. He had, like, dad vibes. So it sounded like late 50s, early 60s.
31 years old.
This man was younger than us. And made us call him Mr.
And every time we came back from an activity, we'd be like, Mr. Marley, it was so fun. We felt like children.
It felt like our dad picking us up from soccer practice. We're like, Mr. Marley. Yeah. And he's like, did you have a great day? We're like, yeah, we went swimming.
Yeah, we did.
We saw turtles.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I would give it a 7. I give the whole trip a 7.
Honestly, I would too, would give it like a 7. It was very funny.
Beautiful beaches. We swam together. That was nice and peaceful. The last 2 days were really, really great.
Yes.
We did have 6 days there, but the last two were really great.
Yeah. I had a really lovely time.
Yeah.
It was stressful, mm-hmm. but like, adventures are sometimes stressful. You know, there's danger at every turn. Will I be thrown from another water vehicle? Like,
and really, it's like, maybe if wherever we were supposed to stay worked out, maybe we would have had a different experience, because that really set us on a domino effect of like, what the fuck is happening?
Sure did.
And that wasn't our fault.
I'm glad that we didn't stay at the Airbnb, because it wasn't near anything and it was not easy to leave it.
Because cabs would not come to us. And then we never wanted to talk to the Airbnb host to figure out anything.
No.
Because she was not helpful.
She'd be sitting there. Because she never answered her phone. Mm-hmm. Like, and then when she did answer it, she'd be like, well, yeah, when I called her, I was like, we're at the airport. And she was like, are you at the house? And I was like, what? We just texted about being at the airport. It was all very confusing. And then they didn't want to give me back my deposit.
For you.
So I messaged them 3 times a day until they gave me my fuck. Then I started a dispute with my credit card company, and then they gave me my money back. It was a whole long, drawn out process. But my review is finally posted on Airbnb. Should I read it?
Oh, please. Yes.
I checked today because I was like, is it up? Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. This place was very, very expensive and covered in stains. The headboard to the couch to the toilet, because there was piss stains on the toilet, to the duvet. All of it was absolutely disgusting. The woman checking us in was intrusive and not helpful. She lost our keys for a while, which was fun. The refrigerator was broken and leaking. Even the empty garbage cans stunk. The outside of the place is rusty and nasty. The host was kind of quick to respond to us when we were at the airport, but we still waited a solid 30 to be transported in the wildest van I've ever been in. Luggage thrown in with no cares. Honestly, I wouldn't wish this place on my least favorite friend nor enemy. It's just too mean. LOL, LOL, how could I forget the staircase wasn't even finished? I thought I would die with every trip up and down. Also, no extra toilet paper, no paper towels, no soap. Just an old 2-in-1 conditioner / shampoo that had been refilled. Truly wildly comical how bad this place was. XOXO, this place sucks. In Nassau, New Providence, Bahamas. Terrible.
That's our show. That's all the time we have.
And that's it.
Which also, this is another example of why we need a travel agent. And
we learned our lesson. We will get a travel agent next time who will help us.
If you have any suggestions for us, you can email us at NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or call or text us at 424-645-7003.
Listen, we also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
And we have transcripts for you to read of all our new episodes. You can check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That's the easiest way to support this show. Also, what's another good place to visit?
Yeah, tell us good places to go.
We would like to know good places where you've had a good time and a good experience. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The legend of Cayman Jack is just around the corner. With blue agave nectar, real lime juice, and cane sugar. Discover legendary tastes with America's number one margarita. Premium flavored malt beverage. Please drink responsibly. All registered trademarks used under license by American Vintage Beverage Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.